Fasten your seatbelt and turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip.
Sisters and brothers, this is Reverend Satchmo getting ready to beat out this mellow sermon for you. My text this evening is when the saints go marching in. Here come Brother Hickenbottom down the aisle with his trombone. Blow it, boy.
I'm Glenn Moberg, and today on Route 51, we celebrate our new time and our move to primetime with our good friends, the Sid Kyler Dixieland Band. Starting this week, Route 51 can be heard live every Thursday morning at 10 o'clock on Ideas Network stations across north central Wisconsin, with a rebroadcast every Friday evening at 7 on WHRM 90.9 FM Wausau. Now, if you've enjoyed tuning in to hear our show over the past 7 years, keep tuning in. It's the same show at a new time with the same mix of people, places, politics, art, and music of north central Wisconsin. And today we focus on the music, as we do every year at this time, by welcoming legendary band leader Sid Kyler, who's been playing for Wisconsin audiences since 1947. And with Sid today, the core of his band, Dwayne Askew on saxophone, Louis Pratt on clarinet, and Roger Pickering on bass. I'll be joining them live on guitar later in the show as we play some Dixieland jazz live right here in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios. We'll also be talking about the upcoming Sid Kyler River Valley Jazz Festival, scheduled for the weekend after this coming one. That's Friday evening, July 19th. And Saturday evening, July 20th, at the Bull Falls Brewery on Thomas Street on Wausau's east side. There's free admission, and the proceeds raised go toward scholarships for aspiring students who want to study jazz. Now, because of the special nature of this morning's program, we won't be doing what we usually do and take any phone calls. So whether you're driving, relaxing, working, turn up the radio and enjoy some great American music. And we would like to welcome into our Wisconsin Public Radio studios, for the fourth year in a row now, Sid Kyler with Dwayne Askew, Louis Pratt, and Roger Pickering. Guys, thanks so much for being with us. And this really is a traditional jazz festival with an emphasis on Dixieland and swing music. We've got two rooms going, the tap room and the main stage under the big tent. Sid, well, why don't you tell us what we've got in store today?
Okay, thank you. It's a chance once again to introduce jazz to our community. And due to the efforts of the Bull Falls Brewery, we are getting the word out that jazz has a place here. As far as I know, it's the only venue to offer jazz on a continuing basis in our area. But there seems to be some public opinions that the jazz event is strictly a profit venture for the Bull Falls Brewery. This is simply not the case. Not only does it provide the space arranged for all the tents, tables, chairs, and food suppliers, it also places the advertising, ordered printing material, sponsor signage, and shares all costs with the River Valley Jazz Society. The one and only purpose of these jazz fests is to promote jazz and to offer scholarships to promising students who want to proceed with jazz studies and performance at the Wausau Conservatory of Music and beyond. This is a free admission event with the opportunity to win door prizes and to purchase event souvenirs. Not only do we offer performances by the area's great jazz bands, we also have great guest appearances by the John Harmon Trio and Dr. Tim Buchholz jazz vocal groups. So we're hoping the weather cooperates and we have a good turnout.
Well, we've had a wonderful turnout the last 3 years running, and I'm sure we'll have a great turnout for the fourth year running. And again, this is put on by the River Valley Jazz Society. Sid and Louis Pratt, you've been very instrumental in that. Why don't you tell us something about the River Valley Jazz Society?
Well, the River Valley Jazz Society was founded, I think, about 12 years ago, and we incorporated and, in fact, got one of those notorious 501c3 tax exemption status. But in our case, it's an organization that deserves such status. With
You're not running any political ads, are you?
Well, not to my knowledge, no. And the objective, as Sid said, is to promote the participation in and the education in jazz music. I think we have been fairly successful at that.
Well, this has been a big thing to organize. It is every year. I get your emails, and you've had meetings on this going back to just about when the last one took place, last July.
Yes, we started having weekly meetings before the first jazz festival, and these have continued weekly almost since then, because as soon as this festival is over, we have to start planning for the next one. And it needs to be done about a year in advance, and there's quite a lot of work that goes into organizing and putting on this kind of event.
How unusual is it? And guys, anybody who wants to chime in here, for a community this size, the Wausau area, to be able to put on a free jazz festival like this and bring in so many people from so many areas.
Well, one of the things I think, without the sponsor participation in this thing, we wouldn't be having these events. I mean, so it depends solely on sponsor participation, and of course we acknowledge all of them during the program and on printed material ahead of time.
Well, you've got a huge list here, and I am going to run through them because I think it's important to recognize the people who are actually making this happen. Wayne Searing Insurance, the Dudley Foundation, People's State Bank, Intercity State Bank, Associated Bank, Cloverbelt Credit Union, Marathon Savings Bank, Wausau Awards and Engraving, Brainerd Funeral Home, Merrill Federal Savings and Loan, Marathon Savings Foundation, County Market, Marathon Cheese Corporation, Band Instrument Repair Specialist, Polka Mart, Control Concepts Technology, WPS Resources Foundation, Courtside Furniture, E.O. Johnson Office Technologies, Packer Fan Tours, Wisconsin Public Radio, we're proud to be sponsoring this again for the fourth consecutive year, Presto Prints, and Wausau Music Center. And I think we should mention specifically Wausau Music Center and the folks involved there because they provide the PA system.
Yep.
You know, with no PA system, we don't have a show, do we? So, pretty amazing, Sid, the outpouring we've had of support.
Yeah, we have. And I think in the past we've probably gotten about 1,000, I think around 1,000 people that come to this event. And so hopefully we can continue that.
And many of the musicians are doing multiple duty. It's kind of almost like a free-flowing jam session in some respects. You have people going from one venue to another, performing with other artists. Dwayne Askew, every time I turn around, you seem to be playing with somebody else.
There aren't very many saxophone players that play Dixieland. I guess that's the reason. But it's just a lot of fun to participate in this, especially when it's so hot you can't breathe.
That's true. That's I like it when we've got a nice cool breeze under that tent. Folks have a chance to see a big band on a big stage and also go into the tap room to find smaller groups.
There's anything between from a trio to an 18-piece swing band. The swing band plays the last thing on Friday night, I think. Don't have the schedule right in front of me, but there's just a variety of different kinds of music and different performers that you can see, and it's all really quality music.
Well, in the beer garden, under the big tent, we've got the Walden Jazz Project starting on Friday. And then we've got Just Jazz at 6:00, and then the Swing City Dance Band. And then in the tap room, S&T, New Orleans Hot House, that's Jim LaPointe's outfit, and then an open jam session, which is always a lot of fun. And then on Saturday, under the big tent, the Bridge Street Dixieland Review, they've been there just about every year. Swanee River Oriole Orchestra, they were there last year. And a great, great group, John Greiner's Swing Shift.
Mm-hmm.
The John Harmon Trio, and wrapping things up, the Sid Kyler Dixieland Jazz Band. Roger Pickering, you've been playing with Sid just about from the very start.
From the very start. I think since about the mid-70s. I'm not quite sure about that. But,
well, since the early 70s, what, 1947?
We were quite young at the time.
Yeah.
And
I think Sid had hair at that time. I'm not sure.
You lay down that steady rhythm, whether you're playing guitar or playing bass, that's what matters. How much fun has it been over the years playing with Sid Kyler?
It's just been great. It's one of them. I'm very grateful to Sid for introducing me to the unit, and we've played at a lot of different places, and it's been very enjoyable. Had a lot of interesting experiences, too.
Well, like speaking of those experiences, we've done everything. We've played everything from weddings to bar mitzvahs to graduations to births to even a divorce one time we played.
You played a divorce?
Yeah, yeah. So that goes way back. But,
well, you must have played a lot of blues that night, right?
Yeah, we did. A little bit of everything over the years.
John Greiner's Swing Shift, great orchestra, great big band, and they're going to be back again this year.
Yes, that orchestra consists of 18 or so highly skilled musicians, and he has some very interesting arrangements. For example, John has some of the authentic arrangements of Artie Shaw's that Artie Shaw played back in my youth, and which I admired very much. And he has some of Artie Shaw's solos written out, I believe, and plays them note for note.
Note
just
for
about.
Note. Yeah, John is a great, great woodwind player. And I do want to mention the John Harmon Trio. This is something that's new this year.
Yes, John Harmon is a nationally known figure who appeared on National Public Radio's Piano Jazz.
Mary McPartland.
And,
with Mary McPartland.
Yes,
so
yes.
Our audience is going to be pretty familiar with him.
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
And he's playing 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon. And this is very special to have somebody of his caliber to, not only perform, but also to give some advice and tips for the young aspiring jazz musicians coming up.
Yes, John Harmon. I think he was on the faculty of Lawrence University, and maybe still is emeritus, as they say. But he is a teacher as well as a composer, arranger, and performer.
And I see in my notes we'll have jazz vocal groups under the direction of Dr. Tim Buchholz.
Yes, that's a new thing in Wausau just starting this year. Tim came to UWMC last fall, and his specialty is jazz vocal. And it's really, I heard the spring concert, and it was a knockout. And I think people will be amazed to hear some of the things that the human voice can do.
So this is, the fourth annual Sid Kyler River Valley Jazz Festival. It's happening not this weekend, but next weekend, Friday and Saturday. That's July 19th and July 20th, Friday evening starting at 4 p.m., and then all day Saturday at the Bull Falls Brewery, which is located on, I think it's, what, 901 East Thomas Street?
Right.
I don't have...
Yep.
And that's, you take Thomas Street East on the east side of Wausau, and where it ends, that's where the music begins, right?
Yeah, there you go.
What I wanted to do, I asked all four of our musicians here to pick somebody that they really like in American jazz music, somebody who influenced them. And Sid, you picked Harry James. Why did you pick him?
Well, I think, he surrounded himself with some excellent musicians. I remember one of them was a famous valve trombonist named Juan Tizol, and who probably nobody's ever heard of, and he had a tenor sax man named Corky Corcoran, and a bunch of other guys. And I just simply loved the sound that he came up with. And, of course, being a trumpet player, I really got involved with what he did and some of the styles and some of the range and some of the things that he's done. And besides marrying Betty Grable, of course. But
oh, he married Betty Grable.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, let's listen to some Harry James. This is Kiss Me Once with vocalist Helen Forrest. And those of you who have heard Sid Kyler play will hear some echoes of him in this trumpet playing by Harry James. Sid, the phrasing is just beautiful.
Yeah, and his tone, too. It's great.
And every note is perfectly placed, and he's not trying to impress you. He's just trying to play the music.
That's right. That's right.
Let's listen to Helen Forrest sing.
Kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since can't remember when. It's been a long, long time.
Ms. Sid Kyler, they don't make them like that anymore, do they?
Also, there was a rumor that Helen Forrester was really like Harry James an awful lot, not just musically. You never know.
But, you know, if you love this kind of music, this kind of jazz where there's a lot of care taken in writing not only the chords and the melodies, but also the lyrics to the songs, this is what you're going to see at the Sid Kyler Jazz Festival. We have vocalists like this performing with the John Greiner Band, for instance.
Yep, you're right.
Harry James doing Kiss Me Once with Helen Forrest and Louis Pratt. I asked you to pick out a favorite artist, and you picked out Artie Shaw, another great clarinet player.
Yes. Artie Shaw was not only a great clarinet player, but he was a composer, arranger, and was successful financially and kept his money. Some of the great band leaders and musicians in those days made a lot of money and then blew it one way or another.
Well, let's hear his classic version, maybe the classic version of this song, the great Hoagie Carmichael standard, Stardust. And what we're listening to right now is not Artie Shaw. I believe that's Billy Butterfield on trumpet. Pratt, what is it about Stardust that makes it... my dad used to say it was the best song ever written.
Well, it's hard to put into words what makes a tune like that almost perfect. But the tune itself and the harmonic pattern and...
the chord arrangements are just wonderful. You know, speaking as a guitar player, challenging.
Yes.
Just a wonderful, wonderful chord arrangement. And Hoagie Carmichael wrote so many great songs. We're going to be performing live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios another one of his great standards, Georgia on My Mind, a little bit later today. Well, I think Artie Shaw is about to pick up the licorice stick here, so let's listen to him. As a clarinet player, what do you think of when you hear that?
Well, this reminds me of every Friday night in my teens, there was a dance. They called it Teen Town at the YMCA gym. And almost every Friday night, this tune was played. It stayed on the charts for a decade.
Amazing. Artie Shaw doing Stardust. If you just joined us, this is a special edition of Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. It's the first time that we've broadcast at 10 a.m. on Thursdays. That's something you're going to be hearing all the time. And to celebrate, we've got the Sid Kyler Dixieland Band. And I am talking to all four of the musicians here, and we've asked them in advance to pick out an artist or a song that has really influenced them. So let's go to Dwayne Askew next. Dwayne, you picked Coleman Hawkins, a great saxophone player.
That was a difficult thing to do, was to pick one of my favorites. I grew up in a community between, well, about halfway between St. Louis and Chicago, so you could go in any direction and hear fine jazz and practically any night of the week. But there's a difference between St. Louis jazz and Chicago jazz, and it's you can pick up things from both styles. But that was kind of how I made the decision.
Right.
It was just,
Right.
Somewhere in between there.
So Chicago jazz and St. Louis jazz, I haven't heard it described that way before.
St. Louis jazz has more southern influence than Chicago jazz does.
I mean the
deep south, the Louisiana influence.
Well, I have managed to find, and this is actually an old kinescope from a TV special that was run in the late 50s or early 60s. You're going to hear Nat King Cole singing the Oscar Peterson Trio, which is Oscar Peterson on piano, Ray Brown on bass, and Herb Ellis on guitar, and then Coleman Hawkins taking one of the breaks. Here's all of them doing the Nat King Cole standard, Sweet Lorraine. Well, that wasn't it, but you know what? I can find it in a hurry here. Here we go. Here's Sweet Lorraine.
Along with Oscar's piano, you hear Ray Brown on bass, Herb Ellis on guitar, and Coleman Hawkins will join them on the second chorus.
I've just found joy. I'm as happy as a baby boy. With another brand new choo-choo joy. When I met my sweet Lorraine, Lorraine, Lorraine. She's got a pair of eyes that are brighter than the summer skies. When you see them, you'll realize why I love my sweet Lorraine.
Dwayne, I ask you, both of us are old enough to remember the 50s.
Oh, my, yes.
And Nat King Cole was the king.
Yes, he was. Yeah. And not only was he king, but he used some fantastic musicians as background people.
And he was a great piano player,
yes,
too. You know, that's lost on people these days.
That's correct.
Each night I pray that no one will steal her heart away. Can't wait until that lucky day when I marry sweet Lorraine.
All right, here comes Coleman Hawkins. Ask you, you're smiling. This is just effortless phrasing, beautiful tone.
I wish I could play half that good.
You can play pretty darn close to it, my friend. And as we listen to Oscar Peterson take us out, let's move to Roger Pickering now. I asked Roger for one of his influences, and he picked out Bob Crosby, not Bing Crosby, but Bob Crosby. Roger?
I like Bob Crosby. I particularly liked Bob Zerge, the piano player, who was quite fond of alcohol, and as many musicians were at the time, and he died quite young. I ordered a record, a Bob Crosby record, from a guy in Indiana, and I told him I liked Bob Zerge, and he said, he had a Bob Zerge story that Bob Crosby was playing in Madison, and a fellow came up to Zerge and asked him if he could take a lesson from him. And Zerge said, "Are you left-handed?" And the guy said, "Yes." He said, "Well," he said, "you got to bring whiskey." But that was the lesson.
Let's listen to Bob Crosby.
Thank you.
This is something known as five-point blues. And Roger, oh, here's your piano player.
Yes. It wasn't flashy, but it was very tasty, I thought.
Yeah, yeah, what I like about the old blues from the 40s and the early 50s is that it wasn't a bunch of guys playing their guitar as loud as they possibly could. You know, just playing one chord over and over again. This was really sophisticated music. Of course, Sid Kyler complains often enough of me turning my guitar up too loud, so I guess that's a problem with guitar players. We're going to take a quick break here, and what we are going to do is move into Studio B, and we've got a big treat for you folks. It's going to be the Sid Kyler Jazz Band, Sid Kyler on trumpet, Louis Pratt on clarinet, Roger Pickering on bass, Dwayne Askew on saxophone, and yours truly on guitar. We're going to play Basin Street Blues, Sweet Georgia Brown, Georgia on My Mind, and Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans? Right after this short break, this is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio at our new time, 10 a.m. every Thursday morning.
Don't mean a thing, all you got to do is swing. Do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a. Makes no difference if that rhythm's sweet or high. Give that rhythm everything, everything you got. Don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a-do-a.
Support also comes from Wausau's Woodson Art Museum, presenting Celebrating Summer, an exhibition of on-location paintings by plein air painters of America, illustrating the beauty of summer, now through August 25th. More at lywam.org.
We are live in Wisconsin Public Radio Studio B with the Sid Kyler Jazz Band. We have with us Roger Pickering on bass, Dwayne Askew on saxophone, Louis Pratt on clarinet. I'm sitting in on guitar, and Sid Kyler on trumpet. I'm Glenn Mobrick. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio, and we are going to start off with Basin Street Blues. Street is a street where the elite always meet in New Orleans, land of dreams. You never know how much it seems or just how much it really means. Glad to be, yes siree. I'm down south where the folks are free and I can lose that Basin Street Blue. All right. Basin Street Blues, the Sid Kyler Dixieland Band on a special live edition of Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. I'm Glenn Moberg. Let's do Sweet Georgia Brown. And, guys, I'm not going to take a solo because we're running short of time. So let's go right through here. Georgia Brown, the Sid Kyler Dixieland Band. And up next, Georgia on My Mind, that Hoagy Carmichael song we were talking about back in the other studio. Georgia, Georgia, a whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Georgia, Georgia, a song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pine. Georgia on My Mind, featuring Dwayne Askew on saxophone. And, Sid, let's do the theme song. Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans? Sid Kyler, Dixieland Jazz Band. I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. We will be back to wrap things up right after this short break.
Support for Wisconsin Public Radio comes from the Stevens Point Area Co-op, supplying Whole Foods to Central Wisconsin since 1972, with local organic produce, bulk foods, and fresh baked goods on the corner of 4th Avenue and 2nd Street, Stevens Point.
I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio on the Ideas Network. If you just tuned in, well, you missed some live music with the Sid Kyler Dixieland Band. And as we listen to Duke Ellington take the A-Train, our musicians have, well, we've played a very real game of musical chairs. We've moved from Studio B to Studio A, and we're back to continue our conversation of great American jazz music and a great jazz festival. It's the River Valley Jazz Society's Sid Kyler Jazz Festival. It's not this weekend, it's next weekend. That's Friday and Saturday, Friday, July 19th from 4 p.m. until closing time, and then all day Saturday at the Bull Falls Brewery, 901 East Thomas Street. There's 17 bands playing. There'll be food. There'll be drinks. Sid Kyler will be selling his prints. And we'll be going from the tap room, which will have an intimate setting where you can see small musical ensembles, and then the big bands, including the John Griner Swing Shift Band under the beer garden. A great time will be had by all, and the admission is free. We can't stress that enough because even though there's free admission, it is a benefit. All the money raised through the food sales and the related items all go to scholarships for deserving students. What do you think of our little jam session? It went about as well as it could, I think.
Well, that drummer didn't do any, any favors.
Yeah, where was the drummer? we've been playing music from the different musicians. I asked all of them who really influenced them in terms of American jazz music. And I'm going to play one of my own favorites right now. I love jazz vocals and American pop vocals. And I just worked out a version of this song on the guitar. It's an old pop standard called Sweet Sue, and this is the version done by the Mills Brothers, which I think is the best version recorded. And if you listen, there's a guitar playing behind them, but there are no other instruments. This is just the Mills Brothers.
Sweet Sue, and that moon up high knows the reason why. Sweet Sue, just you. No one else, it seems, ever shares my dreams. And without you, dear, I don't know what I do. In this heart of mine, you live all the time. Sweet Sue.
All right, now listen to this break coming up.
Sweet Sue.
You'll think there's a trumpet playing here. There isn't. That's one of the Mills Brothers. I think there's a section of clarinets and maybe a saxophone back there. It's just the Mills Brothers. All right, here comes the good part. Listen to this. Sid Kyler, this group in the Ink Spots really created vocal music.
Sure,
you know, the,
sure. And I think that guitar player was one of the Ink Spots was playing that too.
Right, right. And Dwayne, ask you, you know, we were mentioning the 50s, and you had all of those great rhythm and blues groups, the Coasters, the Drifters, the Clovers, but this group, the Mills Brothers, really cut the cloth from which they were eventually sewn.
Well, they did, and the thing is, they didn't have a lot of money to spend on big background bands. I mean, they did what they could with what they had.
The Mills Brothers. I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed this time that we've had together. And what I'm going to do right now is play a little bit of Louis Armstrong. Sid, this is one of the songs that we play occasionally when we're feeling ambitious. It's Royal Garden Blues.
I did too. You like this tempo?
Kyler, Louis Armstrong could really take that power trumpet and just put it over the top.
He blows my mind as well as his trumpet.
Louis Armstrong, I don't know if this is his Hot 5 or his Hot 8, but I think it was recorded, later in his career, probably during the 50s, maybe during one of those ambassador tours when he went overseas, went to Europe. Gentlemen, we are, I think, just about completely out of time. I can't thank you enough for being with us today. Anything you'd like to add, Sid?
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Our pleasure.
And again, it's the River Valley Jazz Festival, the Sid Kyler River Valley Jazz Festival. And it is not this weekend, next weekend, Friday, July 19th, starting at 4 o'clock. And then Saturday from all day long, July 20th, at the Bull Falls Brewery, 901 East Thomas Street on Wausau's east side. The Sid Kyler Dixieland Band, that's Sid Kyler on trumpet, Dwayne Askew on saxophone, Louis Pratt on clarinet, and Roger Pickering on bass. And a reminder that that jazz festival is free, and all the proceeds raised go towards scholarships for aspiring jazz students. I'm Glenn Mulberg of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks to our executive producer, Rick Ryer, and our on-air producer, Jane Ritger. Special music today by Louis Armstrong, Harry James, Artie Shaw, Nat King Cole, the Oscar Peterson Trio, Coleman Hawkins, Bob Crosby, Duke Ellington, Ella Fitzgerald, the Mills Brothers, the Sid Kyler Dixieland Band, the gentleman you're listening to right now, Benny Goodman. Thanks for joining us on this, our very first show in prime time for Route 51, 10 a.m. every Thursday morning on the Ideas Network stations in north central Wisconsin. And if you missed part of the show, you can hear it again in its entirety tomorrow, Friday evening at 7 o'clock on WHRM 90.9 FM Wausau. Next week on Route 51, it's another live music show as we welcome once again the South Beach Chamber Ensemble for their annual Up North Tour. I'm Glenn Mulberg. Thanks for riding along with us today. Forward, as we say in Wisconsin, and until next week, we're heading out of town.